And so our ongoing series continues. Here it is.
Satire and the graphic violence.
The man is an international star. In recent years, he has achieved special recognition.
What is shit?
Now it seems pretty strange.
It's strange, kind of funny, and potentially pretty sad all at once.
More brilliant than the sun, more hypnotic than the moon.
This is only the beginning.
And now, here's
poisonous gas released from my
anus.
Oopsie.
Believe it or not, that is the sound of an invasion. Yes, that is the sound created by
my butt.
Straight from inside.
Make my system blow.
Blow the horn.
I'm breathing in.
Don't like the smell of it. Put on my gas mask.
At the bottom of our news tonight, there's been a new animal aimed in the direction of falling off the face of the earth.
It's that evil woman.
Shelley Winters.
And she died.
And now here's a woman in the 1840s who worked with monkey blood.
Use your magic and give her the strength of 12 men.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
Absolutely grueling.
Giving them erotic sensations that are new and incredibly pleasurable to both partners.
Pick your partner and form a large circle.
And then we can have a
big circle jerk around Grandma.
And Grandmother had been dead for 5 years.
It made me feel powerful.
Wouldn't you like some nice fresh fish?
Insert it into the vagina
by a group of high school students.
Oh, I'd like to have a go at that.
We will spread the
lips around this
dead fish
and push the fish through
the opening of the vagina.
Oh, she loves it.
Already many in the Ugandan capital Kampala have stopped buying fish. They feed on the corpses.
And so should you.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
It's painless. It's good. Then come sleep.
Wake up! Take the pillow from your head and put
a big club up my ass.
Okay.
I like it.
Are you the devil?
Yes, I am.
You would tell me if I was crazy, right?
No, that would be too crass.
Even though I've been dangling too many carrots, you can always use praise and fun rituals.
We're now going to be talking about occult-related ritualistic crimes.
And ice cream.
No, we're not going to do that.
And on that note, let's get back to the program.
This next segment is for you.
You asshole.
You gotta be insane.
If you open yourself up to Satan,
like this man does,
you're not much of a great dancer either.
I think I can wiggle my eyebrows, though.
Anyway, hey, if you could just come over here for just a minute, there's something I'd like to show you.
Is that what I think it is?
His freckled penis.
It's bright red, so he can notice it right away and get help.
He masturbated and used the device for enhancing erections.
I want to watch him.
I told you to quit watching that junk.
Watching with a hatred that is as boundless as the stars.
President Barack Obama says,
put that monster in my hiney.
Mr. Obama says he hoped for
any position as long as you have intercourse.
I'm Barack Obama, and I
am the clit commander.
I enjoy being sexually stimulated by
Barack Obama
in a good, invigorating workout.
This is not an ordinary workout.
And there is a sexual dimension to it.
Now bend over.
Tripwire slowly planted, one foot in front of the other. His sprained ankle slowed him down, and his whole body screamed to run and get to that bomb before it was too late.
Leading to more bombings, more beheadings,
and more fun for teenagers.
Facing decapitation
is generally a teenager's passion.
Gretchen's head has come off, and June wants Mother to
cook it
in a good olive oil.
Oh, save me, Popeye!
Olive oil
was almost 10 feet tall and
made out of fucking tires and skunks.
They knew she was gentle and kind and would never disturb them while they were resting or eating.
Four freshly chopped off heads.
That's true.
Make a toast to Mr. Tate.
Here you go.
Congratulations, Mr. Keith.
But he said,
we're talking the finale to your life, sucker. Not having no fire and pins when we attacked by river pirates, Dole, and the rest of them Amazonian Indians.
Okay, Mr. K.
And I am a fool.
Hope we never have to battle it.
Let's remember that our greatest allies in this battle are the other adolescent boys and girls who
were rejected and were sentenced to jail.
Does that answer your question, Steve?
I guess so, old buddy.
But the biggest question of all was,
how do you go about encouraging
depravity
and stimulating
the genitalia of both men and women?
You will learn about lubrication.
When possible, to see what may be strapped to the body.
Such as
a giant dildo.
It's at least a 35-incher.
It must be gorgeous, magnificent.
Last time I didn't shit right for a week.
If at that moment the monkey will ride the jaguar and the tiger will feast on the nubile, the order of the universe will be such that the evil one will reign supreme for eternity.
Then we'll go bowling.
Okay, but
he checks to make sure there is
no butter or ketchup.
If so, I
turned it off because my wife was getting a headache.
Thank you for your time.